The late, great Bill Hicks right here, Sirius 102, Mojo Nixon's weekly political talk show. I'm Mojo. Hey, how you doing? Hey, good to meet you. Hey, I got some crazy shit to say. All right, hang on. Craziness follows. What's my show called? Lying Cocksuckers. Because that's what politicians are. And speaking of lying cocksuckers, I saw this quote from Tony Snow. Tony Snow was talking about all the pre-election media coverage and all the negative stories about the Republicans. This is what Tony Snow had to say. He's the president's press secretary, as you know. Used to work at Fox. These stories almost look like suppression efforts to bring down Republican morale. That's what Tony Snow said. These stories almost look like suppression efforts to bring down Republican morale. So what's Tony Snow saying there? He's saying that the media, the so-called liberal media, the press, is purposely making the Republicans look bad so they'll lose in November. I would like to ask a few questions, Mr. Tony Snow. Mr. Press Secretary, Mojo Nixon here, Sirius 102. Was it the press that got us involved in Iraq? Was it the press that fucked up Katrina? Huh? Was it the press that got in bed with Abramoff? Was it the press that got Tom DeLay arrested and going to fucking jail? Was it the press that did the same thing to Bob Ney or Duke Cunningham? How about, was it the press's fault that Mark Foley got caught sending those instant messages and emails to those pages? Or was it the press's fault that Denny Hassert was covering it up? Huh? And when the FBI went to Kurt Weldon's daughter's house, was it the press that did that? Huh? Answer these questions, motherfucker! Was it the press that had North Korea set off the nuclear bomb? Was it the press that got Scooter Libby fired? Oh, but now, it could have been the press. You know, Bob Woodward did write that book. You know, that book fiasco. Well, actually, that was a member of the press, you know. So the press actually did write a couple of those books to make you look bad. But you know where the press got their information? You know where? Not in the faith-based world. In the reality-based world, where the Republicans continue to fuck up again and again and again and again. Tony Snow, what a fucking snake. These stories almost look like suppression efforts to bring down the Republican morale. You did it to yourself. It's your own goddamn fault. The press is reporting facts. I know y'all don't travel in those. I know y'all don't put a lot of truck in facts. And see, y'all don't care about facts at all. All y'all care about is spin. Oh, it makes us look bad. See, if you do something bad, that is what makes you look bad. It's not the story. It's not the angle. You know, it's not the feeding frenzy of the media. You know, if you have a secretly gay congressman, if you have a secretly gay congressman who has been hitting on pages for now on 10 years, and you turn your eye to it, it doesn't look bad. It is bad. When you fuck up, when you invade the wrong country for the wrong reason, don't send enough troops, and the whole thing is now a giant shitstorm. Some people like to call civil war, and you deny all of that. It's your own fucking fault. You know, when you could have sent the National Guard troops to New Orleans on Monday, could have sent them on Monday, you could have sent them Monday night or Tuesday morning instead of Friday. It's your own fucking fault. When you got into bed and took it up the butt from Abramoff, oh, because he's a good earner. You're just like the mafia. Oh, he's a good earner. He's a troublemaker, but he's a good earner. Look at him crazy outfits he wears. When you get in bed with Abramoff, you get burned. And now you're reaping what you sowed. It's not the press's fault. The press is not trying to suppress Republican morale. The Republicans are the ones suppressing Republican morale. I saw this other quote, too. Other quote is kind of a two-pronged thing. You know, talking about the fear of Speaker Pelosi. And also, and it says, you know, if you're the Speaker of the House, you could be president. The president and vice president could die. And Speaker of the House, third person in line. So there's fear of Speaker Pelosi, and there's also fear of President Pelosi. What will happen if we have Speaker Pelosi? Could Speaker Pelosi be any worse than Speaker Hastert? I ask you the question. Here's a guy whose office was told repeatedly, up and down the line, that Mark Foley was acting a little weird, a little queer, if you will. But they chose to ignore it. They chose to ignore it. Why? Well, they wanted to keep that seat. They didn't really care about the pages. They don't give a fuck about family values. They don't care about the pages. What they needed to do was keep that seat down in Florida, a seat that made a lot of money. Oh, yeah, Foley was a good earner. Yeah, just like Abramoff, Foley was a good earner. A lot of cash to spread around. Cash will shut a motherfucker up. Speaker Pelosi can't be any worse than Speaker Hastert. And people say, well, what happens if the Democrats take control of the House or possibly the Senate? Well, let me tell you what happens. They have a little plan here. They'd vote to raise the minimum wage. They'd repeal Medicare legislation that forbids the government from negotiating with drug companies for lower prices. They'd replenish student loan programs. They'd fund stem cell research and implement those recommendations of the September 11th commission that have so far languished. They do that right away. They would also start getting a realistic program of what to do with the giant Republican fuck-up in Iraq. And hopefully, my friends, a new day will dawn, the veil of mendacity will be pulled back, and all drugs in America shall be legalized in the year 2007. 'Cause Lord knows, we need drugs to take away the pain of George fucking Bush and his army of lying cocksuckers.